I'm Vijay Rajagopalan. I'm a principal architect in the interoperability technical strategy team. I'm here today with Martin. Martin is one of the main architect and developer in the PHP SDK for Windows Azure. I know you are a PHP enthusiast and advanced developer as well. Tell us your experience working from PHP perspective on Windows Azure.
It's actually quite fun. I started working on the Azure SDK when there was no tooling, for example, for the PHP world. And I worked from Visual Studio, the Microsoft offering for Windows Azure. And it worked, but with a bit of friction. And later on during the development process, you introduced me to the PHP tooling for Eclipse. And that was quite impressive.
Right.
I must say, also working with Visual Studio at that time and seeing the Eclipse tooling, it was much more advanced than what was available in Visual Studio. Now we're at PDC, I saw some better stuff for Visual Studio.
That's great. We're very happy to hear that. From the Microsoft perspective, we would like to position Windows Azure as an open and interoperable platform, really to reach out to open source developers, particularly PHP developers, to target Windows Azure for their cloud applications. Can you also tell us a little bit about how you thought about the PHP SDK? I know you initiated this project as an open source project initially,
yep.
And then we started working together. Could you share your experience on how you came up with this concept of SDK?
Yeah, well, all of the SDK, well, it uses all the REST APIs that were available on the Azure platform, and those were quite well documented on MSDN as well. And, well, I thought it's not easy to work with REST all the time, so it would be better to have native support for it in a PHP class library. And I just started working on the documentation that was available on MSDN and implemented all methods more or less in the same direction as the MSDN documentation went.
I see.
So most of the REST API calls are quite comparable with the method names in the PHP SDK.
I see. Okay. That's great. So essentially, I can call it as a speed dial for PHP developers, as strongly typed class libraries for accessing blobs, tables, and queues. I also remember there was one very important architectural implementation you did, particularly with shared access. Why don't you explain how you came up with that, and also tell us the architectural principle.
Shared access is quite cool, actually. In the beginning of Windows Azure Blob Storage, there were only two means of creating a Blob Storage container. That's, let's say the logical place where you put your files and data. And there was actually public or non-public. So if you had some data that you don't want to expose on the internet, but you wish to share it for a few moments with someone, you can use the shared access credentials and the shared access signature to, for example, share one specific blob in the container for about an hour. You can give write access, you can give read access, even list access on a container, or you can even tell people to upload something to your blob container using the shared access without making it public and only giving access for a specific amount of time.
That's great. I love it, actually. As a matter of fact, we are taking advantage of that particular feature, the shared access feature implemented in the PHP SDK, in the Eclipse tooling as well. As a matter of fact, we have introduced the concept of templates for developers who wanted to write blob samples, the way to code against the shared access libraries as well. I also wanted to touch a little bit on migrating from classic PHP web application into web applications written using PHP running on Windows Azure. There are challenges accessing configuration files in the Windows Azure runtime environment. So you also started thinking about writing a C++ extension for PHP. So why don't you tell us about it?
The extension, I found something interesting in the samples directory of the .NET SDK, which was the fast CGI web role. And it was basically just a piece of C++ code, which showed you how you could communicate with the logging infrastructure Azure provides, and for example, for reading configuration entries. And I thought, well, maybe I can just leverage that code and put it in a PHP extension so we can natively call the Azure role environment from within PHP. And, well, it's quite cool to see that one in the Eclipse tooling as well.
That's great. So why don't we take a quick demo of creating a PHP application from Eclipse, and it is going to leverage the PHP SDK for Windows Azure.
Okay. What you see here is the basic Eclipse environment, which is a plugin, a development environment a lot of PHP developers use. Also, there's Zen Framework, for example, which is based on Eclipse. You can just plug in the PHP tooling for Windows Azure inside of Zen Studio as well. I'm going to create a new Windows Azure web project in here, and let's call it Channel 9 Test, for example.
So when you're doing that, you also, I noticed that you have some option to select SQL Azure and Windows Azure Storage. So I presume when you select the Windows Azure Storage, it automatically copies the PHP classes?
Yeah, that's correct. When you just select SQL Azure, it will provide you with the possibilities to connect to SQL Azure as a data storage engine. You can also select, just to use Windows Azure Data Storage, which is the blob storage, table storage, and the queue service. And you can also have the full set, which is, I guess, the best one for most projects.
Right.
Let me just click Finish. And what you see now is there are two projects. One is a Channel 9 test, which contains the service definition and the service configuration. You can have a look at it as a definition how the application should be deployed and what configuration data should be present. And then there's the web role, which is basically what will be deployed in a virtual machine on Windows Azure and will host your application. Now, in this web role project, there's this Microsoft folder, and that one's containing the Windows Azure SDK for PHP. So what we have here is, for example, the blob class, which enables you to interact with blob storage on Windows Azure. There's the queue class, which enables you to interact with the queue service. There's also table, and all the rest is more or less to support these three classes.
Right.
There's also some nice stuff in there. For example, when you have multiple web roles and you want to make sure that your session is available on all those web roles, there's a class for that, which enables you to store session data on table storage.
I see.
So what we have in here as well is a simple index page, which when we run this will just simply show the configuration data of PHP. And on the other hand, we have the blob sample in this template.
So basically these are templates, project templates to accelerate application development for PHP developers.
So it's not that you have to start from scratch. There's in the SDK and the Eclipse tooling, there's a lot of examples to guide you along the way. For example, if you open this blob sample.php file, you will see that there's a lot of information on how you can use the configuration environment, for example, in Windows Azure. Next, there's how to set the include path for the Windows Azure SDK. And then we just require the necessary classes for all of our developments. And next, we can use the blob storage operations. For example, we create a blob storage client. This one will be just acting as a proxy to the REST services Windows Azure provides. And then you can call all kinds of operations on this blob storage client. For example, what you see here is create container. What we'll do there is actually creating a blob container on blob storage where you can store your files in. Next, you can get the name of the container, you can get the URL to it, and for example, list all the containers in a specific storage account. Then afterwards, what we do is we also have a Windows Azure.jpg file here. It's just the Windows Azure logo. But in the sample, we're just putting this one in the container we just created and, getting the name of it. But for example, there's also the URL. And if this container were public, for example, you can just use that URL that's returned to address the resource in an easy way. So, let's just run this one. I'm going to select Run as PHP Windows Azure page. And what will happen now is the dev fabric on my machine will be started, the local storage, which I always, it's quite a funny name, but I always call this one my local clouds.
Totally.
And I run my PHP application on that, but there's no difference between this local clouds and the Windows Azure service platform.
Right.
I'm not sure if I really started it. It's really like that. You also see that there's a browser integrated in Eclipse, and we're just using that to show the output, so it's really one nice development environment, and you don't have to leave it to access your browser and that kind of stuff. So what you see here is all the outputs of the blobsample.php. And for example, we talked about the shared signatures. Mm-hmm. Here's a URL where you have a specific blob in a private container, where you have and when you have a 5 minutes access to that blob.
Nice.
So it's quite cool to work with, and really as a PHP developer, it's really frictionless to use.
That's great. Now that you've run this project in the local development environment to simulate the cloud experience, why don't you publish this to cloud and show us that experience as well from the Windows Azure menu?
Yeah, okay. So let me just close this one. Here in the Windows Azure menu, I can just say, let's first click my project and say I want to publish this application to Windows Azure, so the real production environment, which is somewhere in the clouds.
So this is when essentially we are packaging the whole PHP SDK for Windows Azure that you had developed along with all the PHP core stack and the project.
Yeah, that's uploaded. Correct. So all resources required to run this application on a clean virtual machine in Windows Azure is now packaged. And I can just upload that on the Windows Azure portal, which is showing now.
That's great.
And after publishing, my application should be up and running in the clouds.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin. I think this was a great demo. And I would like to thank you for joining me in this Channel 9 video telecast. And it's been a pleasure working with you. And from Microsoft's standpoint, empowering developers is our foremost goal. And through PHP SDK for Windows Azure, as well as Eclipse tooling, I think we have a really good story to enable PHP developers to take advantage of Windows Azure for the cloud application development.
Yeah, both products are a great combination for PHP developers, and there's really no friction to use it. So
that's great.
It's great. Pleasure working with you.
Thank you.